welcome back to Lantern with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And we are here today with Emma Redgate, who is one of Toot Hill's college students. And she has taken part in the Rickshaw Challenge this year for Children in Need with the BBC One show.
Yeah, she's going to be riding the bikes with Matt Baker. So, Emma, tell us about how you became one of the six on the Rickshaw team.
It still feels so surreal. I found out in March that I was nominated by my charity called Children's Liver Disease Foundation because I've had two liver transplants when I was younger. And so they nominated me and we got a call from the BBC saying it was going to be a hard and long process and I may not get through, but it's just amazing to get to the 250. And then we found out in September this year that I was down to the final 11 that would go on a selection weekend. So we went on this selection weekend and had to do lots of vigorous things like speeches and team building things and fitness bits and bobs. And then they said that you'll get a call in the next week to see whether you got to the final six, and that is incredibly difficult to get to. So when I got the call, I just couldn't believe it. It was still, even now, I'm still really shocked that I'm actually, that this is real and this is happening. So it was a long process and a long time, but it was amazing.
Tell us a bit about what you had to do regarding the fitness things you had to do for the weekend. What was involved with that?
We had to do things that like raised your heart rate and then to see how quickly it lowered, to see how fit you were, just see whether you could do 5 minutes on the bike and see what your heart did and how fit you were and how out of breath you became and things like that. Simple things to just check you were fit enough to do it.
Also, I know you said you had the two transplants when you were a baby, but something happened to you quite recently,
yes,
didn't it, that was just completely, it scared us, I know,
yeah.
You know.
Yes, well, obviously I had the transplants, but then in 2017, in November, I collapsed in the street and had a seizure. And then I came round and everything seemed to be obviously not great because I had a seizure, but then I woke up the next day and I couldn't walk because I'd had a serious head injury. And so it had caused post-concussion, and then which meant I couldn't see. So I love reading, hence why I always come to this wonderful library.
And oh, thank you, Emma.
There it is. It's very good. I always come here, always have
you
been.
You do.
And they do fantastic books. And so that was awful because I couldn't read. But even worse, I couldn't walk. So I'm a swimmer as well. So I love swimming and always in the gym or doing something active. So not being able to walk for a year was awful.
So to do this feat that you are going to do is just going to be amazing, isn't it? How many miles?
I think it's over 400, just over 400 or just under.
And oh my gosh, so you do the whole thing?
No, well, we swap, so we'll do probably about 2 hours in the morning at least, probably over that, and then in the afternoon we do the same, just over, it will be over 2 hours in the afternoon, and we swap and rotate between us all, and there'll be some sort of schedule, so for example, won't be doing all the early mornings because we'll be getting up at like 4 o'clock. We'll alternate it between everybody, so it'll be an experience that just I'll never forget. Everybody is so lovely, all the team members, they're just so funny and sweet and so supportive. We've just like a little family. We've only met not very many times.
Because one of the teammates is blind.
Yes, it's the first time they've got someone who's blind, and they've adapted the rickshaw bike so that he can do it, which is absolutely fantastic because it means that it's more inclusive for other people going through different things.
Yeah, it's really exciting, isn't it?
So when does the rickshaw take place?
It takes place on the 8th to the 15th of November, so I'll travel up on the Thursday to Holyhead in Wales, where it starts on the Thursday, and then we'll begin on the Friday and start off our little adventure, or big adventure.
Oh, massive adventure. What was it like going on the One show?
Yes, it was absolutely a fantastic experience. It was just, you think the studio is going to be so big, you think it looks like there's so much space between the two chairs, but it's tiny and it's just so small, and you think the audience is so far away, but it's literally within 2 steps of walking from the chairs.
Yeah.
But it was amazing seeing how it all runs before, like they actually go live, and when they play like VT things, how actually they're running around changing things and moving positions and moving furniture and getting lights on and cameras on. So it's, yes, it was a fantastic experience to actually be on it, but also to see how behind the scenes of how it's all run.
And did you get to talk to any of the guests after as well?
There were so many guests that day, we didn't really get to see any of the guests because normally they come in through the outside and into the studios.
Yeah.
The Rickshaw team on the bike, but because there'd been some protests in London that week and the week before, they blocked it all off with security.
Right. Yeah.
So they weren't allowed to do a few things, so we couldn't see many of the guests, but we got to speak to a few of them afterwards.
Yeah.
But we didn't get to speak to, I think it was Matt Whitlock was on there, we didn't get to speak to people like him because he was rushed straight off to, I think he'd got to go somewhere.
And Emma was telling me earlier that while you're doing the trip, they're going to do little like stories on each person, aren't they? So
how did that feel, having your story told to like the world, I guess?
It's really odd because I obviously don't mind telling people, and like my liver transplants, I want to raise awareness of liver transplantation in general, but it's weird to think like the other day I was just in the shops and someone came up and said, oh, I saw you on the TV, and you think, oh, I only see you just to come into the shops and they now recognise you.
Yeah,
it's very odd.
Well, you're such an inspiration because I don't think you've mentioned it, but you were in the liver transplant games, weren't you?
Yes.
And come on,
I swam
tell us about you.
Team GB in Argentina in 2015 and then in 2016 in Malaga and for swimming. And got a medal in each event I did.
And what were your medals?
I got 3 golds, 1 silver and 1 bronze in Argentina.
So the Rickshaw Challenge is going to be no challenge at all.
Very proud of her, aren't we?
Thank you.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
And we do love the fact that you love reading.
Yes.
Now, reading is amazing.
I imagine you're going to take some books with you.
Obviously. Lots of books. Never go anywhere without a book.
We do allow Emma to take over the amount of books.
Yes, but she also borrows from West Bridgeford Library as well.
Yeah.
So she'll take 10 books from us, and how many from
there? Yeah, you do support your local libraries as well, don't you?
Yeah, so I've always got a book on the go, so I always finish lots of books in a week. So
she's our star librarian, really.
Oh, no, I don't know about that. Thank
you. Tell us about the books. You've just finished a couple of books, haven't you, that you're going to talk to us about?
So I finished the other day, Meat Market by Juno Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
And then the book before that I finished, Gentleman's Guide to Vice and Virtue by Mackenzie Lee, that was very good. I really enjoyed that. It's something a bit different from what I probably normally read, but it was funny. And the character Monty is just quite relatable, and some of his can be serious but he can be very dry with his sense of humour. Mm-hmm. So that was very good, but also it's got a good development of characters, and the actual action is there actually is something happening at the same time. And then Meat Market, that was a bit different.
It's about modelling, isn't
it? Yes, modelling. So it was not something I would really it's very good modelling, but it's not something I'm really interested in. But it was interesting because I read Clean by Juno Dawson, but I preferred that one. But this one was still very good. But she's very harsh in her writing and paints the picture in a more realistic way. And it was really interesting to read and see what the reality of the modelling industry really is.
Fantastic.
Mm.
I really do want to read Gentleman's Guide.
Oh, you'd enjoy it.
Because you raved about it.
Yeah,
it's
really
good. And then
good.
I wanted to take it out, but Hayley Taylor took it out from college.
Yeah.
And then it came back, and you took it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to read the book!
It's really good. You'd enjoy it.
Because there's a sequel about pirates, so I'm like, I want to read the first one, so I can read the sequel
good.
About pirates.
The first page just makes me laugh. I think that's the best part.
I described it as a little bit like Blackadder.
It's dry humour.
It's just good. I want to read the next one, but it'll probably be a summer read because I tend to do sequels in summer.
Yeah,
summer or long holidays, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to take on the Rickshaw Challenge book wise?
Not yet.
Any ideas?
Not yet. It depends what. I have to have a look in the library, and mainly books from here. Tend to use your library more than West Bridgeford, because as much as West Bridgeford and Radcliffe are great, I come here more.
Is that because we've got more variety, Emma?
Well, yes, really. A mixture.
And you like coming to see us, don't you?
Yeah, and I like helping. It's a lovely environment. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
It is.
Next week, we will be interviewing author Alexandra Shepherd because she will be with us at Toot Hill School. But don't forget to follow Emma's story on BBC and follow her journey through the Rickshaw Challenge. Yeah. And don't forget to donate to Children in Need this year. Thank you, Emma. You are very inspirational.
Thank you.
You're amazing. Thank you.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.